The folks at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn are celebrating 85 years coming up here this weekend. That's a pretty significant amount of time to be serving the community. We want to talk a little bit about that today. Got some guests joining us here from the facility. Nick Nicotero, who is the board president, Deb Beaker, who's also a member of the board, and Tammy Schekinger, who's the director of resource development and community relations with Salem Lutheran Home, all join us here today. Welcome to all of you. Nick, I want to start with you first. Pretty exciting time to be able to celebrate serving this many people for this long a time.
Yes, it really is. We've had a lot of work done by several people on staff, and we're really, really looking forward to putting this event out to the public. And personally, I think it's amazing that this facility has gone for 85 years. There's not many, probably in the country, that can say they've been around for 85 years.
I'm not sure the community-based services like this were all that popular. It was probably a trend-setting thing back in the 1930s.
Well, I'm not old enough to answer that question, but I'll agree with you, yes. This was probably an innovative place at the time, and I'm sure that it's progressed to its maximum potential over the years with so many different additions and changes to healthcare and caring for the elderly and people that are in need of special care. So Salem has been, top line getting things done in all avenues of care for people that need it.
Well, and there's no doubt that the atmosphere in this industry has changed tremendously over those years, too. And you've been able to adapt over that time with regard to funding things, with regard to regulatory issues, the type of care that people need.
Yeah, there's a lot more than meets the eye when it comes to care of people that are in need of facilities such as this. That's why we have people that are especially knowledged in regulations and things like that too. And it helps because sometimes we want to just do something. Well, you have to go through all the red tape in order to get it done. So we go through the red tape and we get it done.
Yeah. You've been fortunate too to have some very long-term staff here. I've visited with some of them. Some of them have spent their entire lives here, it seems like. They're very dedicated.
Yeah, in fact, Marcia Nelson, we just celebrate her 45th year here. And we have a couple other people that have been here well into their 30 years in terms of employment. And it's just shows you how much Salem means to the people in the community and to the people that work here. They are so glad to be helping our residents and doing their job that they stay here year after year and turns into decades.
That alone says something, yes. You bet. Speaking of history of the facility, I want to talk a little bit about that with Deb because you know a little bit about the history of this place, right?
I do. My grandfather, Reverend Anders Hansen, was the founder of Salem. He founded it in 1932, came over from Denmark when he was 17, because I guess his parents thought he was hanging out with the wrong kids. And he became a pastor, and he was the pastor here in Elkhorn for 17 years. And during that time, he decided that there was a need, and he, with some donations, of course, from people in the community, he was able to rent a house in town. It started with three men, and eventually they used the old Danish college that's no longer standing, but that building was used for many years, and I actually remember my great-grandfather that came from Denmark. He was up in the very tip-top of that building, and I remember visiting him when I was a little girl. So eventually, we saw a need for a new building because the state marshal, fire marshal, didn't think that building was very safe, so we had a new building built, and eventually decided that we needed a nursing home, so we had a nursing home built. And for many years, we had both nursing home and retirement home. And eventually, the retirement home went by the wayside with home health care and things like that. It wasn't feasible anymore for us to do that. We have such a history in this community. I think the people, with our local ownership, with I can't remember how many churches we have. 14 different churches in the community that support Salem, and that's vital to the existence of our facility. We have our annual meetings, and we have a board consisting of pastors as well. And I think that's one of the main things I like, that our We've always said Christian life with dignity. And we have devotions every day at Salem, 7 days a week. And we have a chaplain, and that's very important for our residents here, that they have that spiritual guidance, that they're not forgotten in that way. So I'm just so proud of Salem and our staff. We have a wonderful staff. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers that come in. Couldn't do it without the volunteers. And we're anxious to celebrate 85 years and go from there.
It's interesting. It started because someone, your relatives, found a need in the community, went out, got community support, and it's still supported today by the community.
That's right. This community is very important to Salem. You know, most of the people, not everybody that lives here at Salem is from Elkhorn or Kimbleton, but we're all also drawing from the community. But the nice thing is that so many of the residents do know each other. You know, they can be down the hallway and it's their friends that they see, and then they meet new friends. So I think it's like a small community within the walls of Salem. And that's really like a home.
Well, Tammy can attest to some of that because you're here on a daily basis working here with the residents, the staff. Pretty good place, it seems, as we talk with Nick. You've got people that come here. They stay here for a very long time as employees. They don't necessarily look at it as work. They make friends here at work.
Absolutely. I just joined Salem in June and am so glad to be here. I know that this is the place that I'm supposed to be. And I'm just really excited to share that with everyone. And we're having a celebration coming up, as you said, and we're really excited to share that. We've got some new things going on. We have a new physical therapy construction project that is going to be beginning very soon, and we're excited to be able to expand that and offer additional services to our community.
85 years in, and you're still making changes and identifying needs.
Hopefully we're still here in 85 years doing who only knows what, but we're excited to be here and to continue doing what we can do for this community.
You bet. Coming up this weekend, we mentioned you'll have the celebration. Can you tell us some of the details?
Absolutely. It is Sunday, October 15th, and it begins at 4 o'clock with a program, and it will be held at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church due to the construction that we will be starting in this building that we are in. We will have a pasta bar dinner that is free will donation, and then an auction will follow that.
Very good. You've got a lot of things going on there. This is an open celebration. Anyone who would like to come, anyone who perhaps has been touched over the years in some way by the facility, welcome to be a part of it.
Absolutely. We'd love anyone to come. It's open to the public. We'd love to hear stories from people who maybe have been touched by Salem or just people who are interested in what we've got going on here.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of fun. And have the residents been involved in the planning of this as well?
We have visited with some of the residents. We developed a committee of folks, both staff and board members, to kind of talk about what has been done in the past with celebrations and what we wanted out of this celebration. And so a lot of planning has gone into it, and we're hoping everything turns out great.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun. Nick, it sounds like you've got pretty much the history of the community right here in this facility.
Yes. I'll tell you what. You figure over the 85 years, there's been literally thousands of people come through Salem for care, and thousands of residents probably were so glad that they did come here. Because we say this is not a place to come and die, it's a place to come and live. And we've turned a lot of lives around, people that were maybe elderly at home with physical problems by themselves, and now they're here. We got all the activities. We have a ton of activities. There's always something for them to do if they want to get involved. And there's always smiles. There's always laughter going on, and it's just a neat place. I walk in the door, and it instantly puts me in a good mood because I see so many smiles and hear laughter. And if you, anyone listening to this, if they have had a friend or a neighbor or a relative be in the past or in the present, be a resident here, come on in and have a meal and see what we got going now and maybe visit and meet with some some of our residents now. So everyone's welcome.
We've kind of touched on some different things, but it just sounds like family is kind of the overriding theme here. It's all about family.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We do, especially me. My motto is, if you're not having fun, no sense in being here. The residents love picking on me, and I dish it out, and I take it back, and we do have a lot of fun here. We really do. I love them. They love me, most of them.
As far as you know, right? As far as I know. Very good. Well, we hope folks get a chance to get out and enjoy some of that celebration. Tammy, again, the date and time?
It is Sunday, October 15th at 4 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church.
Everyone welcome to attend. Tammy, thank you so much. Deb, Nick, appreciate it very much.